Hey there. Yeah, I didn't expect someone else to be here at this hour, too. Well, I'm one of your sister's friends, of course. Guilty as charged on account of partaking in the all-female sleepover upstairs. Oh, sorry, that's my future law degree speaking. Oh, you liked that? Let the record state that the defendant expressed enjoyment in the direction of the proceedings. So you must be the infamous little brother I heard so much about, huh? What did you expect from your sister? A laudation. She kind of described you as the ugly duckling of the family, and failed to mention you being this, fit. Anyway, may I join you? Didn't anyone teach you that it's rude to stare? No, I get it, though. I borrowed this bathing suit from your sister's closet, and it is a little small. This top barely contains my assets. It's cute, though, right? So, what brings you here at this hour all by your lonesome? Yeah, same. Although my insomnia probably has different reasons. Well, to be quite frank, we watched some movie earlier, and the male lead left me, quite hot and bothered. That one sex scene was just, ugh. My boyfriend hasn't treated me like that for ages. Or really touched me at all, for that matter. Hey, where are you going? Oh, you feel it's inappropriate for me being here so close to you? Alone? And barely clothed? Come on, don't be like that. You should really pay attention to the proceedings, or some important evidence may disappear. Especially when you are grabbing onto the edge of the pool, just paddling with your legs. Got your shorts. And there they fly. So what are you going to do now? Stay in the water and cover yourself? Or get out of the pool to pick up your shorts and provide me with a good show while you're at it? All right, I'll turn around. But you may want to wait before jumping out of the pool just yet. Well, until I level the playing field and get rid of some incriminating evidence of my own. There goes the top, and there, the bottom. I don't hear you moving. Oh, relax, I'm not gonna turn around, pinky promise, really. But that doesn't mean I have to stay over here when you are, well, over there. Permission to approach the defendant? Denied? Overruled. I know that it doesn't work like that in the real world, but we're in my courtroom, and here I am judge, jury, and executioner. So I'll just back up to you, until my back. Oh. Meets your chest. Well, there. Those are some impressive pecs you're sporting there, mister. Now, if I rest my head to the side and let it sink back on your shoulder, you have free view of my tits. bathing in the moonlight without me ever having to turn around. Oh, come on, don't be shy. It's all right, you can touch them. Really? You have a smoking hot, naked law student presenting herself to you like this, and you're still holding on to your morals? Mm-mm, I'm not buying it. Let me examine the evidence under the surface here. Would you look at that? Your conviction might be firm, sir, but your dick, is firmer. Permission to treat the witness as horny? Granted. Let me arch my back a bit. Holding onto your hips. Ooh, and I'll put your cock between my legs. That's it. Can you feel the lips of my bare pussy pushing down on your length? Good boy. Now, let's see if you're able to resist after I start to move. Sliding my pussy over your cock. My ass against your stomach. And my tits rising out of the water, begging, just begging to be touched. Oh, yeah. This feels good. Oh, that's it. Grab my tits. Feel how firm they are. Perfect they feel in your hands. I can feel your cock twitching already. And let me tell you a secret. The water isn't the only thing standing trial for making me wet. Your breathing is becoming more ragged. And the twitching more intense. Don't you dare come outside. No. Counsel requests to be released from, the pinky promise. Effective? Immediately. There. Oh, good boy. Let me turn around. Grab your cock and put it into the right position. With the tip right between my... There. I want you to look into my eyes when you thrust inside me. And you will thrust inside me. Yeah. Feel how my pussy lips massage your tip. How my nipples brush against your chest. That's it now. Grab my hips. Plunge yourself into me. Come on. I can feel your tip pulsating and twitching uncontrollably. Oh, please. I'm so horny right now. I'll probably come the moment you slide it in. Oh, God. Come on. Don't think about it. Just give in. Oh, give in to me, please. Yes. All the way in. Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't move. Ooh, I can feel your cock pulsating inside of me. Don't you dare move. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I can feel you're close too. Just let it go. Yeah, feel my pussy contracting around you again, and again. Just fill me up. Come on, I don't care. Come inside me. Yes. Oh, God, that's it. I can feel your load pouring out of me. It's too much. It's too much. It feels so good. I'm gonna come again. This This was quite something. Oh, a bit quicker than I thought. Oh, it must have been a long time for both of us, huh? Oh, no. No further questions. Oh, ooh, no further questions at this time, Your Honor. No. But don't think I'm resting my case just yet. The night is young. What do I mean? The verdict has been reached. I will get out, dry myself off, and get upstairs. If you don't hear from me within 5 minutes, you will follow. I will wait for you in your sister's bedroom, on my knees. Tits on the floor, my ass in the air. And you will sneak in and take me from behind without waking the other girls. No, we are not finished until you fill me up one more time. What happens if someone wakes up? Well, your sister may have had a Cosmo or two too many, so she's out cold. Now, regarding the others, remember that you do have the right to remain silent. But if all fails, I'm pretty sure I can present some verifiably hard evidence to convince them to drop the charges, among other things. Maybe they'll even join us. Court will be in session in 5 minutes.